Not all art is created to be hung on a wall. In the case of artist Jerry Pickney, his watercolors have illustrated children's books, National Park Service projects, National Geographic, and earned him the Caldecott Medal in the course of his 50-year career. Now a retrospective of his work has made it onto the walls of Atlanta's High Museum, and WABE's Mike Johns visited the gallery with the artist and has this.
One of the prominent images from Witness, the Art of Jerry Pinkney, is a lion relaxing on its side, giving a sidelong glance at a mouse dangling from its paw. It's an image from his children's book, The Lion and the Mouse.
Of course, The Lion and the Mouse was the 2010 Caldecott winner. It's a very unique project because it's somewhat wordless in as much as I tell the story with the pictures.
As far as the concept of a picture book goes, it's pretty pure. Pinkney takes the old Aesop's fable of the lion who shows mercy to a mouse who then in turn saves the lion's life and renders it in watercolor. And while children's book illustrations might not sound like something that you'd find on the walls at the High Museum, Jerry Pinkney's detailed and emotive work is worth looking at on its own terms. This is Julia Forbes. She's head of museum interpretation and digital engagement at the High.
To get up close to this and look at those whiskers coming off that lion that just must be just the tiniest hair of a brush. He's up there with, I think, any 20th century watercolor artist in American history. His medium just happens to be children's books, but the work itself is spectacular.
In the gallery, Pinkney describes his process as a collaboration between himself, his editors, and the texts that he works with, setting himself apart from other visual artists hanging elsewhere in the museum.
One of the things that, as an illustrator, that's important is that you have an idea that someone can grasp. In other words, it's not work that is so personal that only the artist might know the intent of the work.
As an illustrator, though, his work isn't simply about providing some pretty pictures to go along with a story, but to partner with that story, to craft a narrative that's greater than the sum of some words and some pictures.
To be that visual storyteller. My inspiration comes from a narrative where, at a fine artist, the inspiration may come from something inside of them.
But over the years, you've been able to more and more pick out your own
project. Exactly. And what I bring to it in terms of, and I think why you might find it here in the museum walls here at the High, is that I bring some of those elements and pieces that we find in fine arts. And that's the aesthetic.
Taking inspiration from a narrative isn't totally without introspection, though. Pinkney says that he uses his art and the mountains of research that goes along with making it as an opportunity to learn. Another part of the gallery shows the progression of a cover design for a book titled The Old African, written by Julius Lester.
And there is a passage in the book where clouds turn into slave ships.
And it's a folk tale about a magical figure, the Old African, who leads his people from enslavement in America back to Nigeria by walking along the bottom of the ocean. The final cover image shows the titular character as a young man, his back to the viewer, waist deep in water, and watching slave ships roll in from the orange and yellow clouds on the horizon.
The image also begs the reader to be curious about that particular story. And I use my art for finding out about things. I use my art as a tool to learn.
Once you feel that need inside of yourself, you pick out a project, you work through it. What kind of revelations have you had on the other side of that?
Oh, that's very interesting. I think if we talk about the old African, on the other side of that was this emotional sensitivity to people and their struggles, not only historically but in the world we live in. There's also the other side of what's happening with the fables, and that is to see how your audience, your readers, respond to it.
Readers, who in many cases are very young. For many paintings in the gallery, the first audiences were children. I liken it to old Warner Brothers cartoons, which often set the hijinks of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck against sophisticated classical music.
Yeah, exactly. In a sense, the work that I do for children embedded in there is the sense of their also beginning to learn to appreciate and hopefully be attracted to art.
Witness, the art of Jerry Pinkney is on display at the High Museum now through January 5th. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
And as part of that exhibit, Atlanta's High Museum of Art will be hosting Jerry Pinkney Read-Ins, featuring special guests reading some of the artist's books for children. You can find out more about that right now at wabe.org/citycafe.